The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. A body of folklore dating back at least 2,000 years tells of the potential medical value of spider webs in fighting infections, stemming bleeding, and healing wounds. While researchers have found no evidence so far that spider webs can kill germs, studies on animals have revealed that spider silk triggers little, if any, immune responses, which are what causes rejection in medical implants. Spider silk is the strongest fiber known, and today labs are spinning spider silk into fibers that they hope might be used as scaffolds for regenerating ligaments and tendons damaged in sports and other injuries. And scientists are also developing spider silk to make exceptionally fine sutures for stitching up wounds in nerves and eyes to potentially help them heal without scarring. To mass produce spider silk, some labs are growing the silk in alfalfa plants. Other researchers are producing spider silk proteins in goat milk. Scientists generate these proteins outside spiders by inserting the genes for them into target cells of other organisms. That way it's easier on the spiders.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.